Nolte, Joe Biden will become more destructively radical as his poll numbers crater. By John Nolte on October 8, 2021. With his poll numbers cratering, we have only seen the beginning of his fraudulency, Joe Biden's dangerous and destructive radicalism. And once we hit a recession, which is almost certainly imminent, Biden will become even more desperate and dangerous. Biden is already flooding America with hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated illegal aliens, is already using his Gestapo FBI to terrorize parents opposed to critical race theory as domestic terrorists, is already thrilling the global warming cult by wrist-flicking the horror of inflationary energy prices that threaten to pull the poor underwater this winter, and is already ordering fascist and unconstitutional vaccine mandates. You see, there is an axiom in politics that is truer than any other: hold on to your base. At any cost, hold on to your base. Holding on to his base is what saved Bill Clinton in the 1990s. While his presidency imploded under the weight of his womanizing, sexual harassment, and the perjury that earned him impeachment, he held on to his base by going to war with the GOP, specifically then House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and survived. Losing his base is what destroyed George W. Bush in the 2000s. While his presidency imploded under the weight of Iraq and Katrina, instead of holding on to his base, he tried to give millions of illegal aliens amnesty. This cost him the support of his base, and his numbers cratered to historic lows. Former President Trump understood this axiom better than anyone, and still does. Had he betrayed his base of support, it's doubtful he would have survived the entire 4 years, and he certainly wouldn't have come as close as he did to winning re-election. What's more, he would not be in the excellent position he's in today to reclaim the White House in 2024. Granted, Biden probably doesn't know who or where he is half the time. But his puppet masters certainly do, and there is no question they are looking at his catastrophic poll numbers with white-knuckled terror. And that terror comes from knowing there is no going back. What's happened to Biden is the worst thing that can happen to a president. The electorate now sees him differently. He was supposed to be the steady, competent, dull, in a good way, hand on the wheel of state, and he's proven to be the exact opposite. An unmitigated disaster on every conceivable front. The utter fiasco of Afghanistan was a turning point no president can recover from. It was such a botched job, such an unforced error. It forever changed the way voters see Biden. No amount of media spin can overcome this simple question. Why did you evacuate the troops before you destroyed all the military equipment and evacuated the civilians? You add to that Biden's horrible management of the coronavirus, most especially the vaccine rollout, the ongoing inflation, a catastrophe at the border that his predecessor had pretty well solved, and what you have is a president who has been exposed as breathtakingly incompetent. That's not something you recover from. And so, politically, Biden is in a terrible spot, and the polls prove it. He's lost moderate Republicans. He's lost independents. This leaves him with only one option. By hook or crook, he has to hold on to his far-left base. And the bad news is that his base is a far-left mob of foam-at-the-mouth fascists who hate America, hate Americans, and want to see Trump supporters dead. So how do you keep those monsters in your corner, especially when your big giveaway to them, $3.5 trillion in spending, is collapsing like your poll numbers? Well, you do what Biden has already done: you sick the Hitler Youth FBI on everyday parents. You deliberately crush the poor under energy prices to push the unicorn of green energy. You flood the country with unvaccinated illegals. The Biden administration knows it has two choices. It can either watch Biden's presidency implode as his polling hits the low 30s and then lose the House and Senate in 2022 and then lose to Donald Trump in 2024. Or it can please its sick and violent political base by launching a salt the earth war with the GOP and everyday Americans. These people are monsters, and for monsters, the choice is an easy one. Although it doesn't seem possible, things are about to get a whole lot uglier.